He also was supported by Union warships. Porter had been the naval man at Vicksburg. David Glasgow Farragut was the Union naval man accompanying Nathaniel Prentice Banks. Farragut and Banks moved against Port Hudson in late May, and Banks laid siege to the place. His army had an enormous advantage in numbers, more than 2-1 over the defenders, but the defenders fought tenaciously, and the defenses were formidable at Port Hudson. This wasn't a minor defensive work on the river. It was a very impressive southern defensive position. Like Grant, Banks tried frontal assaults twice at Port Hudson. Two times he tried to just overrun these defenses, on May 27th and again on June 14th. During the first assaults, black soldiers from Louisiana distinguished themselves. This is one of the first times in the war when black soldiers got into combat in a significant way. Many of their white comrades had been very skeptical about whether these black soldiers would fight well or not. They were tremendously impressed. Again, testimony from the time, from the white witnesses who saw these black men assault the Confederate works at Port Hudson, contained phrases like, we weren't sure how they would perform, but they performed every bit as gallantly as any white troops. It really was a turning point in terms of attitudes on the part of white soldiers in this army anyway toward their black comrades in those assaults, that first set of assaults on May the 27th at Port Hudson. Well, like Grant, after these failed assaults, the two sets of failed assaults, Banks just settled into a regular siege, and the defenders suffered at Port Hudson just as they had at Vicksburg. They began to eat everything that moved just as they had at Vicksburg, and the siege dragged on just as it had at Vicksburg. The key point in the Port Hudson operation came when news made its way downriver that Vicksburg had fallen. When the commander at Port Hudson, the Confederate commander, learned that Vicksburg was gone, he saw no reason to continue in his resistance, and he surrendered. July the 9th, 1863, Port Hudson is gone, and that meant the true end of any Confederate hold on the Mississippi River. That is the end of it. The Mississippi now belongs to the Union. The entire length of the greatest river in the country belongs to the United States. In its defense of that stretch of the river, the Confederacy lost 45,000 soldiers surrendered. 45,000. It is a catastrophic loss for the Confederacy. Which brings us to William S. Rosecrans in Tennessee. One last disaster awaits the Confederacy here, and we'll take care of it now. Rosecrans and Bragg had been sitting facing each other ever since the Battle of Murfreesboro or Stones River, all the way back at the first of the year. They really hadn't been doing anything. Rosecrans had been reluctant to move, and Lincoln was beginning to think that perhaps he had another Don Carlos Buell on his hands here, someone who simply couldn't get his act together and move against the rebels. Rosecrans resisted Lincoln's blandishments to move more quickly until he was ready. When he was ready, however, he moved very efficiently. June 24th, he began his campaign against Braxton Bragg, and he marched his 63,000 men very effectively in what became known as the Tullahoma Campaign. It's a campaign of maneuver, not a campaign of battles. Rosecrans used a series of flanking movements that befuddled Bragg, and in just 2 weeks, he pushed the Army of Tennessee's 45,000 men all the way back into Chattanooga, which of course sits on the Tennessee-Georgia border. He did this at a cost of fewer than 600 casualties. Fewer than 600, a remarkable performance. And he didn't get much credit for it at the time. He was upset. Washington had issued grand pronouncements regarding the victories at Gettysburg and Vicksburg. There was thundering silence from Washington about what Rosecrans had accomplished, and it wounded him badly. He said he hoped he wouldn't be slighted. He said this in a message, just because what I've done is not written in letters of blood. But of course, there's something about a big battle that catches people's attention more than nice maneuvering. It's a nice performance on Rosecrans's part, but it was not nearly as prominent as what had happened at Vicksburg and Gettysburg. These three campaigns together, Vicksburg and Port Hudson and Tullahoma, gave the North a splendid boost in national morale and conveyed enormous strategic advantage to the North. The war seemed to be well on track toward Union victory. In our next lecture, we'll see how both sides experienced a mixture of success and frustration in the next round of campaigning, which occurred in the late summer and early autumn of 1863.